Hi, Angels, and welcome to the show tonight. I'm super excited to be here. I'm Cherie, and Angel Coaches is my organization. Not my organization, everybody's organization, because I got an angel message to call my organization, Angel Coaches. I go, that's never going to be available, and voila, it was. How about that? Miracles happen every day. You just have to have the mindset to have them. Isn't that cool? So, and sometimes miracles aren't something happening on the outside. It's a change of who you are, your mindset inside. Change your mindset, change your life, right? And that's a miracle right there. Anyway, so who is an angel that helps you with love and also compassion and money? So here you go. And it's Archangel Shamuel. Love, 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 Shamuel. Okay. There is also another archangel called Zachiel, Archangel Zachiel, which will teach you compassion, remembering things, right? You know, what's today? My guy's birthday? My girl's birthday? No, I'm just teasing. But that's what the archangels do, okay, these two. And they help you remember important information, have compassion. Shamuel is the archangel of soulmate relationships, and he will help bring your soulmate closer to you. Also, he will help show you what you need to look at within yourself and also what to look at in your sweetheart, whether it's a guy or a girl. And that's what Shamuel does. Also, if you ever lose your keys, that's something I do all the time. Believe it or not, the psychic loses the keys. Then Shamuel will help you with that too as well. So I'm talking about two angels tonight. And Archangel Zachiel helps you with compassion. I think that's such an important quality to have, compassion, finding information, also being the best version of yourself, and also forgiveness, right? So to have a great love, to have a great career, to have anything that's wonderful and being the best version of yourself, which both of these angels will help you with, it does really matter that you have compassion and forgiveness, because I think that a lot of us walk around with stuff inside of us, you know what I mean, that we have forgotten about, or we put a Band-Aid over it, and sometimes that Band-Aid comes off and just like, oh my gosh, that hurts, right? Because we're thinking about the past, right? When we meet a guy or a girl and they do something, and or we lose a job and that happens, or we don't get the raise we look at or want. And then, you know, Archangel Shamuel and Zachiel says, give yourself compassion first. Forgive yourself. Don't think about forgiving the boss, or maybe forgive the boss or the guy or the girl or whoever. But forgive yourself, because a lot of times we hold on to anger about what we feel and what we think about and how we feel and how we think about. So we're living in the past. And so have you ever gotten mad at your guy and you said, oh my gosh, this guy did this to me before. You're going to do the same thing. That's really not fair to you or to him or to her or to yourself, right? So remember that. Key things here are giving yourself compassion, forgiveness, and remembering important information. Why are you so strong with this? You know what I mean? And how can you make a difference for yourself and your new boyfriend, girlfriend, or your new job, okay? And remember, love and money are the same coin, just different sides. So when you're balanced in your career or your business and you feel like you're succeeding, then usually the love for yourself or the relationship for yourself is the most important. And then you can really develop the relationship with another. Okay. So it doesn't mean you have to have great love, have the great love for yourself. And then you don't come from lack. Like, I just need a guy. I need a girl. You come from desire. You know, I got a lot to bring to the table. I have a lot to share. And I would like to meet somebody that will appreciate it, respect it, and that kind of thing. How's that sound? Wouldn't it be great, right, to have that kind of relationship, you know? And you can. So I'll give you an example of how that works. I have a friend of mine, and he's telling me about his girlfriend. And she has just, well, I've had three situations like that in the past 2 weeks. She's just a handful with, you know, angry at him, blaming him for cheating, all these kind of things. Have you ever had a guy, or have you ever been the guy or the girl that has done that to someone or had it done back to you? So you don't like it when someone does that to you, right? And I was like, wow, that's true. Then why expect more from him or her than you do yourself? Okay. And so that being said, excuse me, you know, that's something that you can look at right there. The other thing that I'm going to make a suggestion to do too is like pray to these angels and ask their help. And don't like recite a prayer, you know, say, I am so grateful, right? And think about something you're so grateful for, or have been grateful for. I am so grateful, Archangel Shamuel and Archangel Zachiel, for working with me to help me forgive myself, give myself compassion for things that hinder me or hold me back in having the best career, best business, the best guy, girl in my life. I am grateful for you helping me with that. And Shamuel, I am grateful for you to bring my sweet soulmate to me or my sweetheart to me, whatever you want to say. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because if you pray like it's already happened or happening right now, I'm telling you, the mind doesn't know the past or the present or the future. It only knows right now. So you can go back in the now and live in the past, right, with remembering things that this guy or girl's going to do or this job's going to happen just like that. Or you can trust and say, I'm working on myself. And I told you the story about this, you know, the situation with this young couple. And are they working it out? Yeah, they are. Okay. But we all have that challenge at times, right, where we live in the past and we think something's going to happen because this is what happened in the past, okay? Doesn't mean that it has to happen like that. Just stop yourself, check yourself, and say, Zachiel, Shamuel, thank you for helping me bring love and money, my soulmate, into my life. Thank you. I'm so grateful for it. And thank you for giving me the joy or the healing, compassion, and also the, you know, the important information I need to know to do this. Recently, one of my other clients, she's been going through a lot of things that she needed to look at. And so she said to me last night, she goes, I had a dream. So one of my clients, coaching clients, she goes, I had a dream last night and I was in the dream and I was back in time. And she said, I just remember thinking, I am really going back and cleaning up my life from a long time ago in my childhood. And believe it or not, those things that happen to us do make an imprint on us. And it doesn't mean that it has to always imprint us. It can be a memory of something that happened in the past and that you've let go of. And that's probably what you want to do. Just remember that. You can forgive yourself easier and acknowledge that. You don't have to dwell on it and make 20 calls. You say, I'm forgiving myself. I'm letting that go. And one thing you may want to do is say, show me, I'm grateful for you, Shamuel and Zachiel, for showing me what I need to let go of and what I need to heal, what I need to release, okay? And it will come up for you. It may come up in a dream. It may come up in a, you know, a quick flashback, and that's okay. And when you see it, just say, hey, I'm grateful to let this go and forgive myself. Forgive, maybe you want to forgive the person. It doesn't really matter. But at the end of the day, you want to forgive yourself, because sometimes we feel like a dumbass for doing certain things, right? Don't do that. Or if you can, help it. Show yourself compassion. Just picture yourself saying, I'm receiving compassion now. I'm giving compassion to myself, and I'm receiving compassion. That's huge. And I am grateful for receiving and giving compassion. And when we can give it to ourselves first, then we can give it to others. Remember that, giving yourself compassion, remembering important information, giving yourself joy, means it's like in the airplane, you know, when they drop the oxygen mask and you have a child with you and you need to put it on yourself before you put it on your little one, okay? Because you're taking care of you, therefore you're the best version of yourself to take care of your child or your little person there. I hope that makes sense. So that's kind of what this is about. Just say, I am so grateful, Archangel Shamuel and Zachiel, for helping me, giving me compassion, I always like joy, forgiveness, and helping me remember important information, like things that you like to forgiving yourself for, maybe, right? Isn't that cool? And thank you, Shamuel. I'm so grateful for bringing my soulmate to me and letting us coming to me for, you know, with desire, because I'm coming to him or her with desire, not lack. You don't have to say that, but you know what I mean? So, and if you ask for the forgiveness and the compassion to be given to you and to forgive yourself and give yourself compassion for things you may have done in the past, that's important things, right? Then you're not going to have to experience that with your soulmate, maybe, okay? You get to go to a higher level in soulmates, just so you know. Isn't that cool? We're all the same level, but a higher awareness when somebody's more aware because they've already done the work that you're doing are continuing to do the work that you're doing, because it's a journey. It's never a destination. But wouldn't it be cool to have the great somebody in your life to do that with? So I hope this makes sense to you. I hope that you're, you know, on board with it. And I want you guys to be happy and joyful and have the best ever weekend. All right. And I'm a life and spiritual coach. You got to listen to our shows. They're amazing. I'm doing one with Stephen on Tuesday night. It's called Being a Spiritual Entrepreneur. And it's nice to have money and make money, and create opportunity. But it's also nice to be able to share it with others and come to that place. I heard a story today, and then I'll let you guys go. Somebody was telling me, and I think they heard it on the news or somewhere, but there's an entrepreneur, spiritual entrepreneur. He says, I want one veteran, the first veteran to call me, I'm going to give him money for whatever he asked for. So, and I'm probably telling the story wrong, but there was a veteran that called him, and he is a well-known businessman. And look it up on Twitter, or look it up in the news. And the veteran had very bad teeth, and they were very, very, very bad. And the guy said, and the businessman is paying for his teeth to get done, all of it, not going through a third party, going from his wallet to the veteran. Is that not sweet? Should we all do something to give back? But to have that kind of money to do that with, you're like, how do I do that? Hey, listen to our show, Spiritual Entrepreneur. Listen to this. Listen to all the shows you can. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to have a session with me, just call me at 954-636-9401. Hit me up with a text. It's easier sometimes with me. And follow us, as I said, on Blog Talk, and also follow us on Angel Coaches, and you'll be notified when we have some really good shows. I'm getting one ready to do one on serendipity and synchronicity, and how that helps you connect with your highest and highest part of yourself and the angels. Take care, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. Bye now.